Welcome to the Power from Heaven radio broadcast, brought to you by the Trout in the Fire Church, where our location is 901 Moorfield Park Drive in Richmond, Virginia, and the zip is 23236. We are in the beautiful suburbs of Chesterfield County. Praise God, just off Midlothian Turnpike. Praise the Lord. We are a church on fire for Jesus, one that believes in the old-fashioned preaching of the Word of God, where the prayer of faith is being prayed, that miracles can take place, bodies can be healed, people can receive the power of God in their soul to be a witness for Jesus in this, praise God, sinful world. Praise the Lord. Stay tuned for a powerful message here on the broadcast. Praise God that you might hear the old-fashioned preaching of the Word of God, that you too may be a partaker of the tree of life and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Praise God. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith that you might receive a miracle from God, because the Lord is in the healing business, He's in the miracle working business, and the saving business. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station. Let them know the Power from Heaven radio broadcast is on the air. Now let's get ready for a live service already in progress, where the Word of God is preached in old-fashioned holiness. Praise God. Let's get ready to go to church here on the Power from Heaven radio broadcast.
Taken down.
Yes.
Folks, is amen. Amen. Going another direction. But amen. The Lord letting us know is ever a time to serve the Lord. It is now.
That's right.
Ever a time to live holy is now.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm telling you, Jesus is still the same today. The Lord still can save you.
Yes.
And the Lord can still keep you. Praise God. Amen. And when the Lord saves you, you'll live right.
That's right.
You get on the inside, you'll live right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, we're going to make a start in our message today. As entitled, praise the Lord, God has a remnant of people that will not bow to the golden image. Praise the Lord. God got a people that will not bow to the golden image. Praise God. Amen. That's our subject today. Praise God. Let's make a start in Daniel chapter 3, verse number 1. Amen. Those that's, amen, listening to the broadcast, y'all can get it, praise the Lord, in pieces. But those of you in the service today, praise God, amen, y'all be able to receive it. Amen. In its entirety. Praise the Lord. Hopefully. Praise God. Thank God for my reader there, Sister Darlene. Amen. Let's see what Daniel 3:1 said.
All right.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord want us to stand.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, the Lord want us to stand.
Amen.
Stand for holiness.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm telling you, amen. Praise the Lord. Because the enemy want to bring you down.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. What did Daniel 3:1 say?
Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits.
Uh-huh.
He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon.
Now, Nebuchadnezzar made this great big image. It was big. To draw the people's attention. Now, Satan likes to make his stuff big to draw your attention.
Yes.
He's all on social media. He's on TV, on Hollywood, on TV, trying to draw people's attention.
Yes.
Trying to get your mind. Catch your mind on what he's doing.
Amen.
Now, Nebuchadnezzar made this great image to catch people's mind. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
This great big, it was something strange to the people.
That's right.
And Satan likes to do things that's strange to you, to draw your attention. All right, what verse 2 says?
Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the prince, the governor, and the captains, and the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up.
Now, the devil knows how to promote his program.
Okay.
He will get the law of man to go along with it. Look at how that he wants to legalize gay marriage.
Amen.
Look how that people want to legalize it's all right to be gay. It's all right to be teaching this kid. It's normal for a boy to like another boy.
No, it's not.
It's normal for a girl to like another girl.
No.
Yeah, like it's a normal way.
No,
yeah, they do.
No,
I'm telling you, amen. The devil knows how to stir your mind.
Yes.
How to draw you.
Amen.
Into thinking that that's a normal way of living.
No.
Amen. Amen. And what did it say?
Amen. Then the prince, the governor, the captain, the judges, the treasurers, and the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the providence were gathered together unto the dedication of the image of Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
Amen. And people making laws, passing laws, saying it's legal, like it's all right, and things of that nature, and all of that. But that's not what God said.
No,
it's not.
Amen. Pray God. Folks feel like it's all right for me to kill my baby. Things like that. All of that, see, and making it legal, things of that nature. Praise God. But we need to obey what God said to do.
Amen.
We as people of God obey what the Lord said to do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What is that?
Then and Herod cried aloud to you, it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, that all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up.
Amen. Now, when you heard the music and all the playing and all that, I want you to come down and bow down and worship that golden image. You see how the devil do, people?
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. And some people be attuned to music. You play music, especially all the kind of music, you know. It just draw people's attention. And all that. And play that music and all. Amen. And cause people to just join the group and go down there and bow down to worship it. And then the devil won't let that go. He'll threat you and try to force you to do it. What does it say?
And whosoever falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
Now Satan wants to threat you.
God.
Amen. And feel like if you don't do it, amen, you amen, amen, I'm gonna kill you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how mean the devil is?
Yes.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, it's time for people of God to take a stand.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And don't, amen, let the devil intimidate you.
Right.
Go to God. What is that?
Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up.
Now, you got people, amen, that's weak and don't believe, amen, fear the law of man more than they do God, and therefore they want to keep the peace and kiss, amen, and try to, amen, keep things quiet. They're going down there and go along with it and come on down. Look at God's folks, amen, worshiping that gold image, because he's scared he's going to be thrown in that furnace of fire. So they're going to go there, going to run down there and going to bow to that golden image. You see how the devil do you?
That's right.
Amen. And even today, you got some people, amen, well, we got to obey and do, amen, what the people said, keep the peace among the people and all of that. But I'll tell you, what did God say? Amen. And the Bible said we ought to obey God rather than man. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. What is that?
Wherefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and zithera, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. Uh-huh. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Now, even though people are running to the image and bowing down, and, amen, and worshiping that golden image, to fear, the devil put fear in their hearts. Amen. That they're going to be, if they don't, they're going to be thrown in the furnace of fire. But there was, amen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that believed God of the heavens and will not let the devil make them bow to an image.
Right. That's right.
Praise God. Amen. God has somebody that will not bow.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't be intimidated in what the devil was doing.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. And God wants some people today that will not be intimidated.
That's right.
Amen. One that will stand on the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And live holy regardless of who take that.
Amen.
No matter who backslide, no matter who go back into the world, you still stay in the straight and narrow way. Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. Read me some more, Sister Darlene. What do you say?
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king.
Amen. And the devil knows how to, amen, scare you. Amen. We'll try to get Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and bring them before the king.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God.
Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Did not ye serve my gods? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and zithera, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand.
Now, you see how the devil wants to, amen, try to scare you, amen, amen, praise of God, try to tell you, amen, well, amen, amen, what? If you don't agree with what I'm doing, amen, agree with that homosexuality, don't agree with that lesbianism, don't agree with all of that, amen, pray God, then they're going to, amen, do away with you. They're going to, amen, put you in jail. Amen, they're going to, amen, praise God, persecute you. But the thing to let you know, praise our God, amen. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego won't intimidate. Amen. And I want to let you know, don't be intimidated, people.
No.
But, amen, stand on the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Stand for holiness.
Yes.
Amen. If you stand for God, God will fight your battle. Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
I will let you know, amen, it's time to live holy, people.
Yes,
amen. It's time to stay the way of the Lord. Because what sin, amen, back on in 1950 is sin today in 2024.
That's right.
I'm telling you, sin is sin.
Amen.
Amen. Holiness is holiness.
Amen.
God don't change. Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
Praise our God here. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wait, man, stewing on God's word.
Amen.
He know what that Moses said. Thou shalt have no other God before him.
Right.
Amen. And therefore, amen, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, stewing on the word of God.
Amen.
Even though, amen, people were taken down. Even though they was, amen, running to the image when they heard all that music. But, amen, they didn't stir up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
No, it did not.
Amen. They stood. They kept on living. They kept on standing for God. And I want to encourage you, saints of God, keep on living holy.
Amen.
Keep on serving the Lord.
Yes.
Keep on dressing holy. Keep on, amen, amen, let your light shine.
Yes.
Keep on living holy. Amen. Keep on saying I'm living free from sin.
Yes.
Because all that pleases God.
Yes.
Can't y'all say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Yes. Praise our God here. Glory to God. Amen. Because I'm telling you, when the Lord come in your soul, I'm telling you, he put life in your soul.
Yes, he does.
Can't y'all say amen?
Yes.
And that life changes you.
Yes.
Amen. You're not like you used to be.
Yes.
Amen. You don't curse no more.
No.
You don't lie no more.
No.
You don't steal no more.
No.
You don't commit no more adultery.
No.
You don't fornicate no more. Because
no.
A new man done moved on the inside.
Yes.
That's Jesus Christ.
Yes.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yes.
All things are passed away.
Yes.
And behold, all things come new. I'm telling you, the Lord can change you.
Yeah.
And make your life brand new.
Yeah.
Inside out. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. The devil gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Jesus came in.
Yeah.
And therefore, amen, you're full up with God.
Yeah.
Can't y'all say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, believed in God. I'm talking to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
They won't intimidate.
That's right.
You hear me?
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Saints of God, don't be intimidated.
No.
But still live holy.
No.
I say still live right.
Yeah.
When you got young folk want to change.
Okay.
And say if you want to go back, amen, and pick up, amen, some of that babbling way.
Uh-huh.
And go out to them out of God.
Right.
But still live holy like you've been holding on.
Right.
And let people know God don't change.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, the Lord, amen, will save you and keep you.
Yeah.
And folks saying you can't live free from sin.
Yeah.
And folks feel like they got to sin all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. You still stand on the word of God.
Yeah.
And say when the Lord saves you, the Lord will change your life.
Yeah.
And your sin days are over.
Because
the Lord done set me free.
Yeah.
And the he that the Son set free,
yes,
is free indeed.
Yeah.
Can y'all say amen?
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't be intimidated.
Yeah.
For folk, they may want to compromise.
Yeah.
They want to take down.
Yeah.
They want to make peace with the devil.
Yeah.
But it's time for us, amen.
Yeah.
Take a stand for holiness.
Yeah.
It's time.
heart.
Yes.
Put love in your soul.
Yes.
You love one another.
Yes.
You want to treat people right.
Yes.
Amen. Make a man love his wife.
Yes.
The wife love the husband.
Yes.
Don't fuss it and fight.
Yes.
Amen. No, amen. Use it for fanning.
Yes.
But you still, amen, lift up Jesus.
Yes.
You serve him during the week.
Yes.
On the job, amen, you live at home.
Yes.
You don't be cursing no more.
No.
Amen. But your conversation be holy.
Yes.
No joking. But you talk what you know.
Yes.
And testify what you done seen.
Yes.
Amen. People see a change in you.
Yes.
Thank y'all, say amen.
Yes.
So when Christ come in your soul,
yes.
Christ paid for all the change.
Yes.
You're not like you used to be.
Because
the Lord done put a life in your soul.
Yes.
And made your life brand new.
Yes.
Thank y'all, say amen.
Yes.
Some people that gonna live holy in a changing world. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Amen. Steadfast, unmovable. Amen. In the army of the Lord. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a powerful message. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. That you may be a, amen, become a part of the family of God. Praise God. That the Lord might heal your body of sickness and disease. Amen. Let's get ready for prayer. Praise God.
If I could hear my mother pray, amen.
All right, just amen. Come to the radio and lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact. Let's touch and agree that God may work a miracle in your life. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, don't bow to the enemy. Lord, I want you to look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the nursing homes, into the hospital, touch the people's bodies. Deliver and set them free. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Turn their lives around. And give them a new future for their life. Lord, set the people free. You say in your word, whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So I bind bind that devil of sickness. I bind that devil of alcohol. That devil of drugs. That devil that wants to steal and rob. Lord, I bind them evil spirits. Send them back to the pit of hell where they come from. And set the people free by the divine power of Jesus Christ. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, by your stripes, I am healed. Just praise God for being a new child of God. And drop me a line. Drop me a card. Let me know what the Lord has done in your life. And so I can rejoice and give you the praise and praise God with you. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, just believe God and you can write me. Tell me about it. So Missionary Velvet and myself can rejoice with you. You can write all your mail to the Power from Heaven Radio Broadcast at P.O. Box 38182 in Richmond, Virginia. And the zip is 23231. That is the Power from Heaven Radio Broadcast, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Click into our website, www.heavenboundtrain.org, to learn about our ministry. Praise God. Amen. You're welcome to attend our services at the Trial and Fire Church. We're located at 901 Moorfield Park Drive in Richmond, Virginia, or in the zip code is 23236, is in Chesterfield County. Amen. Off of Midlothian Turnpike. Our order of services is Sunday morning's Bible school. We have a wonderful Bible school. Very, very inspirational. Informative. Praise God. From 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock is our Bible school. And we have our worship service beginning around about 12 noon. So come, be a part of our church. If you're looking for a church home, amen, come to Trial and Fire Church, where we'll receive you as our family with loving arms. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus is in the saving business. He's in the healing business as well. I'm telling you, at Trial and Fire, everybody is somebody. Praise God. I'm telling you, at the Trial and Fire Church. I'm telling you, to the next broadcast, this is your pastor, Elder William D. Holmes, saying that, amen, if Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you to next week for more of the Power of Heaven radio broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God. The Power from Heaven radio broadcast production of the Heaven Bound Train Ministries out of Richmond, Virginia.